Welcome to chapter number 6, Friends in Business.
I consider friends in business to be the ultimate goal for anybody who's looking to do business with another person or persons. That might be a little bit different approach than many people have. But over the years, every single project that I was involved in of consequence, I wound up becoming friends with the people who I was in business with. The advantage, one of the main advantages of this approach, is that friendship, unlike anything else, can't really be re-engineered or copied, or as many people fear, you know, have people go do end runs around you and cut you out. And I've never really worried about that kind of stuff. I ain't got time for that. If you have a relationship on a solid basis, and with as a friendship, the person realizes that you have the same goal as they have, and that is the success of the entity. And having created my own entities over the years, it's really not too unlike having a child. If you're there at the beginning, then you want, when that business does well, you're proud of it, you're protective of it, you love it when it succeeds, you angst over it when things are not going well. There are so many similarities. I know firsthand of that. In the past, I've always been a fan of learning new things. So it really, it came easy for me because I had an opportunity to meet a lot of different people. And along the way, as I got to know them, a friendship evolved. I wasn't selling a product per se. It was more of a service, or I was there to financially complement their business, their idea, or what have you. But when you take an interest in somebody's business and they perceive it to be sincere, you know how you feel when somebody takes an interest in your child. They can do no wrong. When someone takes an interest, it is really, that goes a long way. Not only that, but it's more fun. And if you have an environment that people perceive you more in a personal way after have, let's say, vetted whatever professional attributes you bring to the table, will give this, that, treat that as a given. Well, the environment is much more conducive to moving ahead because there's no time spent. It's very hard moving ahead when you have to turn around and look back and see what's happening behind you. If the person behind you is alongside you and you trust them, a lot more can be accomplished in a lot shorter period of time for a whole lot less money. You're going to hear stories going forward of a variety of different companies, businesses, people, geographies, but the single thread, though, is this personal relationship. I cannot overstate it because it works. Now, it's the thing that people have to be concerned about, or I would suggest, is that, you know, everybody's personality is different. And as I've said in the previous episode, people have to be who they are. But, you know, everybody has a different approach. But sincerity, people are pretty much, if somebody's smart enough to have their own business or technology, you know, they, not all the time, but they have a pretty good feel. And if you, as I've said in one of my philosophies, if you perform first and negotiate second, that does tend to put you in a more advantageous position, and people are more likely to trust and believe you, and that's really the beginning of a friendship. But once you have that established, my experience is then the real money can be made, because you've eliminated all the obstacles that people that don't trust or that have issues with other people. They get in the way. It gets in the way of making money. If you're going to do a deal and spend the time and effort and all to do something, you know, you do it to win. As I've said more than once, winning is the ultimate elixir. So I just lay the groundwork there for what's coming. There'll be a series of stories. The stories will be factual, and I'm going to include, when possible, attachments and talk specifics, name, places, things of people that have passed. But if it's the name of a person that is still with us, I'm going to make sure that I get their approval on what I'm going to say, because sometimes who knows what I'm going to say? I don't know. But at least they're going to know what is coming. So it'd be fun. I'm ready. Have a good day. And remember, please continue to think out of the box. Even if it's not popular. One thing I learned with the people I've interacted with, there's a whole lot of people out there over the years that have really thought out of the box. But the climate in America was much more conducive to that. And that's what precipitated a letter that I sent 27 years ago to the Clinton Foundation, to the Clinton administration, you know, that expressing my concerns about the killing of the entrepreneurial spirit in this country and offering an idea and a program that I have in place in my mind that would allow this small company, low price marketplace that used to be the spawning ground of many great opportunities, ideas that have really changed the world in some cases, which you will hear as we move forward. I never heard back from them, but anyway, that's my story.
Up next, what was I thinking at the beginning?